wonderful drama depicting very vividly the essence of this Govardhan Leela. And I think perhaps we should offer some praise to His Grace Smita Krishna Prabhu for organizing everything along with his team. I think there was Mother Roshni was there and various others, I don't actually know everyone, but such a wonderful drama. So, time is moving on, of course, so we don't want to keep you too long. We'll read one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, very nice verse, and say a few words about it, and then we'll have our Govardhan Puja here. So we're going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 21, The Gopis Glorify Krishna's Flute. And we're going to read verse 18. Hantaya Madriya Abala Haridasabhayo Yad Rama Krishna Charanas Parasha Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayos Tayor Yat Paniya Suya Vasa Kandara Kandamulai. This is a very nice verse spoken by the gopis, glorifying Krishna. The translation is, of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their cows and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. So this is a very nice verse, spoken by the gopis, glorifying Krishna, and glorifying Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Hill is referred to in this verse as Haridasa Bharya, the best of the devotees of Lord Hari. At the same time, of course, we know that Govardhan Hill is directly a form of Krishna. During that Govardhan Puja, Lord Krishna demonstrated that. He expanded himself, and that gigantic form of himself appeared on top of Govardhan Hill. And that form of Krishna announced, I am Govardhan Hill. And then Krishna, who was also still standing down the bottom, observing this expansion of his on top of the hill, Krishna told all the inhabitants of Vrindavan that we have to worship Govardhan. Just see this wonderful form he's manifesting. So then they performed that Govardhan Puja. Krishna also took part in that Govardhan Puja. So Govardhan Hill is Hari. He is Krishna. But he is Haridasa Bharya. He is the best of Krishna's devotees at the same time. This is a very interesting position that Govardhan Hill has. And this Govardhan Leela is one of Krishna's favorite pastimes. We were discussing this a little bit this morning. How, just immediately before the Govardhan Leela, Krishna was thinking in his mind that I cannot wait for this Govardhan pastime. Krishna was very enthusiastic, and the reason is that he was able to associate and have exchanges of love with all of his devotees of all different types simultaneously. So this Govardhan Leela is very special. Govardhan Hill is very special. In fact, I just came back from Govardhan Hill. I was at Govardhan Hill on Thursday. And, well, I think I said this morning that I was wondering, did I do the right thing to come back? It's too late now. So I'm here, and that's basically that. But Govardhan Hill is here with us. Govardhan Hill is so wonderful. Govardhan Hill is known as Haridasa Varya because he serves Krishna in so many different ways. Sri Sri Radha Radhanath Ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. Actually, Govardhan Hill is facilitating Krishna's pastimes in all the different types of relationships. Generally, when you go to Vrindavan, then you'll see that there are so many places of Krishna's pastimes. There's Radhakund, Shamakund, Varasana, Nandagram, Vrindavan town, Gokula, and many, many places. So many places. One of our previous acharyas, Narayan Bhatta Goswami, he counted something like 335 important pastime places around Vrajmandala. Generally, those pastime places are associated with one particular type of pastime. Like we mentioned, Radha Kund. Probably you've all heard of Radha Kund. Such a wonderful place. The favorite bathing place of Srimati Radharani, and therefore it is so dear to Krishna. So, Radhakund is so wonderful, but at Radhakund, there's only one type of pastime that goes on. That is the conjugal type of pastime, generally. Then if you go to Nandagram, Nandagram is also a wonderful place. But there, generally, the particular type of pastime which is going on, that is the parental type of pastime, generally. The other pastimes are there a little bit, but they're very much overshadowed by Krishna's relationship with Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and the other older cowherd people. So, Nandagram then is associated predominantly with Vatsalya Rasa, or that parental type of pastime and relationship. Then, out in the forests and out in the fields, Krishna is going there every day, during the day. He's going with his cowherd boyfriends. And there, they are enjoying their pastimes of friendship. Sakiras. They're playing together. And they have great fun. Tremendous fun. One time, Mother Yashoda told Krishna that, I want to come out with you into the cowherding fields. And Balaram replied that, Mata, you can't come out. You're too old. We are herding the cows. This is hard work. You're too old. Mother Yashoda said, I know how to herd the cows. I've done this before, so I'll come and I will cook your lunch out there. And you can have a hot lunch. So it's a very good idea. Then Balaram said, Mataji, actually, the real thing is that all we do when we go out there is play. That's all we do. And you're too old. You can't play with us. The cows, Balaram said, the cows just follow us. We don't even bother herding them. They're so attached to Krishna. They just follow us wherever we go. So you just stay home. So Manisha cried, but stayed home. So out there in the cowherding fields, it is mainly sakiras which is going on, that friendly type of pastime. But Govardhan Hill is very spiritual. Govardhan Hill is special all the time. It is not just in the Govardhan Leela, although it is particularly shown there, but it is not just in the Govardhan Leela. All the time, Govardhan Hill is very special because at Govardhan Hill, all the different types of pastimes are going on. Sometimes Krishna goes there with the cows and cowherd boys. And the cows eat the grass on Govardhan Hill. Actually, this word, this name, Govardhan. Go means the cows. And Vardhana means to nourish. So Govardhan Hill means that hill which nourishes the cows. So the cows, their position is perhaps something like a neutral type of position. Actually, it's embellished also with a motherly feeling. But there are some elements there of neutral type of relationship between the cows and Krishna. And then Krishna, he plays on Govardhan Hill with the cowherd boys. So there is that sakiras, that friendly relationship. And sometimes Krishna relaxes. He leans with his back against one Govardhan Shila. He takes some rest. And some of his servants, like Raktak and Patrak, they come and they fan Krishna as he's relaxing. So this is the Dasyaras, or the relationship of servitude. And sometimes the parents also come. There's a very nice description in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto of how Lord Brahma tried to steal the cowherd boys and calves, but Krishna expanded himself into identical forms. So, one day, a year later, the cowherd men were herding the cows on top of Govardhan Hill. And Krishna was herding with the cowherd boys, who were his expansions. They were herding the calves, which were also Krishna's expansions. So the cows, on top of Govardhan Hill, they saw all the calves, their babies. Actually, they're expansions of Krishna. So there's some special sweetness which had developed in the relationship. But they saw their calves down at the bottom. They were right up on top. And those cows, big go-matas. You know what I mean? Big, heavily built, slow-moving, big udders, full of milk. As they would walk along, the milk would just drip on the grass and enrich the grass. So those cows on top of Govardhan Hill, they saw their calves down the bottom. And Srimad Bhagavatam says that they galloped down. And if you've been to Govardhan Hill, you would see that it is not made for galloping down by anyone. It is very steep, and there are boulders. And cows, big go-matas. You don't see them galloping much anyway. But they galloped down Govardhan Hill. And they just went flying into that herd of calves and found their particular calves. And then they were licking them and letting those calves drink their milk. Beautiful scene. And the cowherd men, they're very upset. Now our herding has been disturbed. Somehow we have to gather the cows together. Oh, that's going to be difficult. So they came down. They got angry with the cowherd boys and Krishna. Why did you come here? Why did you cause this disturbance? But those cowherd boys were expansions of Krishna, who they loved more than their own children. So while they were telling off their sons, they started looking in the eyes of their sons, and their natural parental love started overflowing, and then they started crying and embracing their sons. And there's a particular practice, Vedic practice, to express affection, sniffing the hair. They were sniffing their sons' hairs. So Govardhan Hill, it also nourishes and facilitates the parental pastime. And then, ultimately, Govardhan Hill also nourishes and facilitates the conjugal pastimes of Krishna. Radha and Krishna meet there. Actually, Rupa Goswami explains that before Krishna left Vrindavan, Govardhan Hill was so high that it practically touched the ceiling of the universe. And the sun god, as he would drive his chariot around every day carrying the sun, at midday he would stop at the top of Govardhan Hill and let his horses eat the grass off the top. It was so high, such a majestic mountain. But now it's very small. So what happened was, there are different versions, but one version is that when Krishna left Vrindavan, everyone was thrown into a bottomless ocean of separation, particularly the gopis and Radharani. And the gopis, Radharani, it looked like she was just going to leave her body. So the gopis told Radharani, "No, don't worry. Krishna cannot have left. It's not possible. He must be somewhere. Let us just go and look." So they went from place to place all around Braj Mandala. "Maybe he'll be in Bandirabad." They went and looked, but no Krishna. Radharani became overwhelmed again. But the other gopis said, "No, no, don't worry. Let us go down the road to Bailvan. Surely he'll be there." So they went and searched, but no Krishna. And Radharani again became overwhelmed. But then the gopis said, "No, no, let us just go down to some other place." They went all around. Last place was Govardhan Hill. So they circumambulated Govardhan Hill. They searched Govardhan Hill. Behind every tree, in every cave, behind every Govardhan Shila, where is Krishna? But Krishna was not there. And this was the last place. Radharani, it seemed, she was finished. But the gopis said, "No, he must be here. He has to be here somewhere. Let's look again." So they looked a second time. Then a third time. Then they realized Krishna has gone. So then Srimati Radharani's ecstasy in separation became so incredible. Everyone, the whole universe, became completely shaken. And Govardhan Hill, Rupa Goswami says, in sympathy, also being overwhelmed just by seeing that ecstasy and separation of Srimati Radharani, Govardhan Hill became so affected, he shrank to the size of 80 arms. This is what Rupa Goswami says. So Govardhan Hill is still there. Govardhan Hill is so special. As we said, he is always facilitating all the different types of pastimes, all the different types of devotees, all of them, not just one group. So his position is very special in that way. So he's known as Haridasa Varya, the best of the Lord's devotees, because he is facilitating the Lord's pleasure in all respects. And this is shown particularly vividly in this Govardhan Leela. Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, and all the devotees, all of them, the animals, the children, the men, the women, all the living entities in Vrindavan, they all took shelter under Govardhan Hill. And they all stood, and simultaneously, they all had loving exchanges with Krishna. The cowherd girls, the gopis, they were looking at Krishna with sidelong glances. It may not seem very much, just a quick little glance on the side, but it's very powerful. Very powerful. And when they would do that, sometimes Krishna would become so affected that he would become shaken, and the hill would start tottering, and everyone would become very anxious. But Lord Balaram just laughed, because he knew what was going on. And Madhu Mangal, Krishna's funny Brahmin friend, he was very busy giving blessings and chanting mantras for the benefit of Krishna. Yes, may you get lots of shakti and a quick mantra or two. May you not feel fatigued. And the cowherd ladies, they were coming and massaging Krishna's arm and saying, "You're not feeling tired, are you?" Krishna said, "No, it's all right." They didn't think that this hill is 25 kilometers around, and it weighs many, many, many tons, and Krishna's a seven-year-old child. So they would massage his arm and encourage him, "You're a good boy. You're doing a wonderful job. Just keep it up." And the cowherd men, they thought they would help by holding up the hill, taking some of the weight with their sticks. So they're pushing their sticks up under the bottom and saying to each other, "Just see, we've got the hill now. We don't need to worry. It's safe now that we're holding. It's not just this little Krishna." So Krishna, seeing they're getting a little carried away, he let the weight of the hill shift to their side, and then they saw it was coming down on their heads. So then they called out, "Krishna, help!" And Krishna lifted the hill up again. And the cowherd boys, they were also with their sticks, they're very boisterous, pushing their sticks up and saying, "Yes, we're holding it, just see. I'm holding more weight than you." And so on. These things were going on. And for 7 days and seven nights they didn't sleep. They didn't eat. Neither Krishna nor any of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, they were simply looking at Krishna, all of them. 24 hours a day. For 7 days. Just drinking Krishna's beauty through their eyes. And in that way, their lives were sustained. And they never felt fatigued or hungry. And Krishna was just looking into their eyes and seeing their loving affection and just drinking that through his eyes. And so he never felt fatigued at all. In fact, it seemed like a few hours. But those rain clouds were so thick. One of our acharyas, Kavi Karnapur, he describes, even if you had the sharpest axe and you tried to cut into one of those clouds, you couldn't penetrate it at all. Those clouds were so thick and so powerful, they could destroy the universe. And Indra was just whipping them. "Come on, come on, destroy them, destroy them." So that those clouds, they came to the point of dying. Even though they can destroy the universe, they couldn't destroy this one village, this small area. until they came to the point of practically dying themselves. And they just collapsed at the feet of Indra and begged him, please let us off. But he kicked them back again. So it's quite a story. And Krishna, while he was doing all this, he told the inhabitants of Vrindavan that I will protect you. I've taken a vow. I'll always protect my devotees. So this we see in this Leela, that Krishna protected all his devotees of all different types at the same time in very loving way, very loving exchanges. So this is Govardhan Leela, Krishna's favorite pastime. He loves this pastime. So we should remember this pastime and remember how Krishna protected all the devotees, and then we can have faith that Krishna will also protect me. Sometimes the going may get a little difficult. Krishna is apparently pushing you a little bit towards the edge. But if you hold on to his feet, then before you go over the edge, you may be tottering somewhere near. Suddenly you'll find Krishna saves you. And that gives great faith. Then you know that always, I can always depend on Krishna. He'll always protect me as long as I keep serving him and stick at his lotus feet and don't go anywhere else. So let us take this lesson from the Govardhan Leela and always try to be attached to Krishna's lotus feet, have faith in him, be confident of his protection, and always try to humbly serve him with that idea in mind. Krishna will always look after me. Hare Krishna. Shri Giri Govardhan Ki, Shri Govardhan Puja Ki. Hare Krishna. So now we will have the Maha Govardhan Puja. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. One announcement. Two announcements. That on Govardhan Hill, just everyone sit down for 8 minutes. On Govardhan Hill, there are some special golden rocks, solid gold, or something. They are, really. These are some sweets from Govardhan Hill which we brought on Thursday. And they, I would just like to inform you, they were sponsored by Pundarik Vijayanidhi Prabhu. Yeah. So, Sven Patni's very special sweet from Govardhan Hill direct to you at Ranaran Mills Lotus Feet. And, just talking about sponsoring things, on Friday is Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. It's also a very important festival, very wonderful festival. So we'll be having another evening program, midday program, I think, and evening program, like today. Now, there is a problem, though. Shyamalal Prabhu was telling me, we are a little short of funds. So, Krishna will protect you. Don't worry. If you could please just donate something to help. Whatever you can manage. Anything from 1 rand up to a maximum of 8,500, that's what is required, will be accepted. We don't need more than 8,500. But if you can give a rand or 100 rands or 500 rands or whatever you can manage for the glorification of Srila Prabhupada for the festival on Friday, that would really be appreciated very much if you can manage it, please. You can see Shyamalal Prabhu. You can see Sarup Damodar Prabhu. You can see Dina Bandhu Prabhu. And
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, we are saying today that there is a lesson that can be learned from life, and that is that one should be more serious.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, there is a way that one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Haribol, Haribol, Haribol.
Thank you. Shaitiya Prabhupada, Sarnavupada.